Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I want to do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 193, recorded on August 7th, 2014. I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson. Wait, I went out of order, didn't I?
Yeah.
Damn it!
That's okay. It would help if Good was up.
Yeah,
so.
You should.
There you go.
Turn
it's Good here.
I'm Good, I think.
There's Good. And you're Wes.
I am.
And Wes is here. Yes. Eric's here too, but he's like hiding out behind the monitors.
Yeah.
Is this like a panel basically for Eric?
It is.
He's in the audience. It's a different part of our panel.
Yeah. For those who don't know, like Eric doesn't do panels anymore either. So it's not like it's not
anymore. Was there some point where he did?
Yes, he did. He did the Minecon panel, the first one.
Oh, I must have missed that one. I see.
Yeah, we had Oh wait, who was on that? In the Little Woods was in that one. Bebop Vox was on that one. Yeah,
how was it was like a live show. I remember that. My panel was scheduled at the same time. That's why I couldn't be there. I remember that
because we wanted you to be on our show too.
Yeah.
So, hey.
I was just letting y'all talk while I was looking at some technical stuff and just
Is everything going okay?
Going around. Everything's going okay with me.
Really? How are the technical things over there?
Technical things are going great.
Excellent. Excellent. I heard this is where all the Minecraft experts hang out. Is that true?
Obviously not. But we'll make an exception.
Is that our guest, 959? what is that even in reference to?
Technical stuff. It's okay.
Okay. Oh, that's the technical code.
Yeah. So I'll just ignore that.
Someone in chat says Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Ignore the numbers on the screen, behind the screen. And we do have some sponsors this week, so I want to get to those. It's Diamond Sword Dude. It's not Diamond's Word Dude.
That would be, maybe it is Diamond's Word Dude.
That's you true. Or it could be Diamond's Word Duty. Either way, it works. So they say, well met, forehead. Love the show. Keep it up. From Theo.
Hey, it's from Theo. All right. The next one is from Sergeant 45, who says, cookies are good. Drugs are bad. Stay away. A message from Sergeant 45.
I like your sergeant voice.
Thanks.
The last one here is from LabTech 901. We all know LabTech.
Hey!
I don't know what I should be saying. Why don't I ask the Shaft something? Why is there all these dots, LabTech? I don't know. Just talk about something on my behalf.
So do you know LabTech?
Yeah.
Good friend?
Yeah, he's active on the Shaft. He's been in one of our videos. He was in our cookie video.
So what do y'all have to say about LabTech?
I think my stock phrase is he's a good egg.
He's a good egg.
He is.
Do you like eggs, Good?
I do like eggs.
Especially
is this a transition into something?
This is weird. We can if you want. Why don't we? We'll transition into this.
I don't have any audio on my end. I could kind of hear it.
What was that on this? What is the bumper cars and the old man talking?
You like that?
No,
it's a bumper.
It all makes sense.
Right? Bumpers.
Oh.
Bumper cars.
Oh.
That is like far-fetched.
Wow.
No? No one gets
I get it. Okay.
It's fun and...
I can see
what's
it.
What's the old man then?
Bastards.
I've said the bumpers now. What's the old man?
The old man is Wes. I just couldn't find a good picture, so I just used that one. I hope that's okay. That was from your high school days.
Oh, excellent. Okay. I see how this goes.
See where this is going.
Yes!
Speaking of where it's going, Good, how was your week?
My week was kind of uneventful. We went to the beach this last weekend with the family, so I didn't do all my normal recording and stuff on the weekend, and all I've done is my normal stuff, so I have like my same journey this week. I played more Unturned on Tuesday, and that game's a lot of fun. And Minecraft-wise, I haven't done much except for like play Minecraft-related stuff, working on changing our server up to comply with, or I shouldn't say the, I shouldn't use the word comply because that would mean that there's actually something to comply to. So let's just say I'm changing our server up just for, on a whim.
So August 1st came and no EULA? Is that what I'm guessing?
Right. And so many people are so confused by this. I know this isn't part of like a journey section, but people are so confused by this because other servers are changing to try to stick to the spirit of what Mojang wants, but no one really knows because there isn't any actual guidelines. It's just kind of fluffy guidelines.
Yeah, fluffy, make everybody fluffy, happy.
Yeah.
Clouds.
Because as best we can tell, is there ever going to be a EULA?
No, I don't. I think that there will, the EULA will update eventually, but I don't think it's going to be in a time frame that's going to matter or be relevant to any of the server stuff.
Yeah, because what's going to basically happen is they're going to stick with the old EULA. They're going to say, all servers are illegal, but we're not going to do anything if you follow the rules we set.
Because that's really what they did the first time, right? And then people are breaking the rules.
This is not the first time this has happened. Yeah. So really nothing has changed. They've added some new... things in a blog post that they say they'll be okay with. The problem with this in the real world is that you cannot spend real life money on developers to work around things in a blog because it could change at any time. It's not binding in any way. So good on these servers that are doing that, and good luck to them, I guess. I don't know.
Well, this will probably show some of my idiocy on like Java in general, but like, what if Java changed their EULA all of a sudden and said, hey, you can't make games with Java?
Right? Well,
we'll put the EULA out next month, but we want you to comply with these terms.
Secret. Here's the dirty secret. Minecraft would be fine as long as they used the old version of Java that they used when they designed it. So technically, they would still be okay because... For the new EULA, they would have to buy a new product or update what they were doing to a new version and accept the new EULA. And so, kind of, if you extrapolate that onto what Mojang is doing, as long as we don't advance to, if they made a new EULA for, 192, then we wouldn't technically have to follow it until we accepted that EULA at 192. So if we ran a server on 174... we'd probably be legally in our rights.
And you could really add all the features they add into the game just as fast as they do. So, I mean, no problem there.
The
right?
only problem is you'd have to keep everyone using that client.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's kind of how – that's why this is so frustrating here too, because Mojang has never asked server owners to comply to a EULA until 1.7.10, and none of these big servers are using 1.7.10 because Bucket and Spigot haven't updated to 1.7.10, so no server owner has agreed to a EULA anyways. Oh, my God. It's all so dumb.
It is. It is.
Speaking of dumb, how was your week, Wes? Wait, that came out wrong.
That came out dumb. Yes, it came out dumb. No, I had a good week. I have not been playing that much Minecraft lately. I was doing the crack pack stuff, and then it got humiliating. no, I mean, really. Like, the last video I did, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go scan all the things in the enemy base, right? And I flew over with my wand that barely shot fire, and I walk into their base, and there are nuclear silos and missiles and automated turrets that can tell friend or foe identity stuff. And then I walked into this armory that was literally 200 blocks long of weapon racks with guns and stuff. And I just was like, I've got a wand and I can shoot fire for 2 seconds with it. And I was so humiliated that I'm like, okay, I'm going to put this down until I can do some stuff with people. And the problem is...
You put the wand down?
Well, I put the game down.
The whole game itself, not just the wand.
Because I was excited about Crackback. I really was. And I really, really wanted to be very active with it. But some of the people, like, it's supposed to be a war, right?
Yeah.
And I've got a wand, and they've got nuclear missiles.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll just turn this into a social thing. But, with the kids and everything, I can't really, do anything until after, 10 o'clock at night. And people that could do stuff late at night aren't doing that right now for some reason. And so, and then, Goode and Chad are on the other team. So I can't exactly hang out with them because that would be a travesty.
Well, you could jump on and let us murder you. That would be fun.
We get, do you want to,
bring your little wand over and we'll blow you up.
They'll show you where you can put your wand real fast.
So I haven't been doing much crack, but I'm gonna start. The kids are back in school, which means I have a silent house before 2 p.m. every day.
Ooh.
So that means that I'm probably gonna start doing some daytime stuff, you know, and it'll be just, you know, me, and then I'll get killed by BTC every once in a while.
Fine.
But what? Other than that, this week the subreddit moderators for Minecraft threw a birthday party for Sevitus and MC Gamer.
Oh.
And it was on Play Minecraft, and we went and we hung out and we played games and we talked, and it was a lot of fun. And there's a video up right now. I'll provide the links to it in the show notes, I guess.
Yeah, just put it in the doc. We just actually share the doc now.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's the easiest way. I'm lazy. So I've found a bunch of ways to, like, be lazy. Works.
But it was a lot of fun, and I got to hang out with, like, Ruby Zone and some of the other Minecraft subreddit people, and it was a lot of fun. I've also been doing a lot of Play Minecraft work. There's been some heavy moderation going on with the plot server that we're doing over there. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on, and I've been deep in moderation, much to Good's chagrin. But working with the moderators is excellent, and PMC work. And then I've been playing other games. Like, okay, I wasn't playing any games at all for a while. All I was doing was working.
Right.
And then, but I was putting out Core Elements episodes, and I wasn't playing any games, but I was putting out Core Elements episodes. And so now, like, I'm not doing any, like, Wes Wilson stuff. I'm not putting out any Let's Plays. I'm not doing any Core Elements episodes right now. But I'm playing tons of games. So I figure when I come back to the work, I'll have lots to talk about.
Nice. Nice.
I've been playing The Secret World again, which is a lot of fun. I got a 3DS for my birthday.
Oh, nice.
And
it's trying to touch me.
I know. I can't wait to take it to PAX Prime and Street Pass everybody in the world.
I kind of want to buy one just for Street Pass. Everyone always talks about Super Street Pass. I want to walk around with a device that links me to the world.
It just sucks everybody in.
Yes.
Puts them in a portable device.
That's not how I imagined it. I don't want to suck off everyone, but I do.
And then the other thing I've been doing is I'm still playing Smite.
Smite.
I'm. It's just still the big PvP game that I enjoy. And it's also my wake up game. If I am sleepy and I want to play games, but I know if I start playing The Secret World or something, I'll get sleepy. I'll go to sleep. But if I play Smite, I'll wake up.
Okay.
And I've been doing a lot of chalk.
Chalk.
What's chalk?
Yep. He's a guy in Smite.
Yeah, he's totally OP. That's why I chose him.
And he's the OP gods, right?
Yeah. And so I've been playing chalk and Bacchus and Aphrodite and having a lot of fun. And then the other thing I've been doing, I've been playing tons and tons of Ingress.
Ingress. That's the Google thing.
Yes. And I am almost level 8 in Ingress, and I am part of the Enlightened.
I have no idea what anyone's talking about anymore.
That's crazy stuff.
So, yeah. There we go.
That's what Eric did when I stayed at his house. First thing in the morning, it was straight to Smite. It's like, the Smite is your coffee.
You
type
should
of thing.
Play some Smite with me.
I looked at the game.
Don't look at it. Play it.
It didn't look like my type of thing.
It might not be your type of game, but I play all kinds of games that aren't my type.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. I should give it a shot. You're right. It's just no time. You know how it is.
I know. Well, we should hang out and do it.
Yeah.
Just me and you.
Just no one else.
Yes. In our Twitch
no
shirts.
One else. Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't get to raid the Twitch closet this week, so I'm just all in a Loot Crate shirt instead. But I kind of had a similar situation to you, Wes, on the, like, joining a server and, like, I'm here piddling along making, you know, Eric and I were making, like, a theme park. And then, can you make a theme park? Doing some Myst Quest.
Yeah.
And then it's like I go talk to other people on the server and they're like, oh, yeah, come fight this monster. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll come fight this monster. And so they pull out this monster and I'm like, I'm dead in like 2 hits.
Yeah,
and
they got powered armor and stuff.
And they're like summoning it and like pulling it out of their ass and like things that like, you know, obviously it's super easy for them. And I'm like, so I'm kind of behind on the power curve apparently.
Yeah.
So I started working on advanced genetics because we got a bunch of magic users doing the different magic stuff, people doing mech stuff, stuff. So I'm going advanced genetics, and it's crazy. Like, now I can fly just because I've gone and I've taken the DNA from a bat and injected it in myself.
Really?
Do we have that
yeah. mod? This sounds cool.
Do we
it's
have
really cool.
Mod?
No, we don't have this mod on our in Crackpack.
No. Now, it's, I mean, it's not as easy as it sounds. I didn't just like you got to scrape the bat and get a bunch of cells
you have to,
from
like, molest this bat and do them all wrong.
Yeah, and then you put it through like 10 different DNA machines, like analyzing it, doing all this stuff, and then finally you breed them into the thing and then centrifuge into the blood, get your own blood, combine it, and then finally you inject yourself. So I'm going to fight everybody else with genetics, and now I've got flying.
So you become a splicer. You're a BioShock splicer now.
Yeah. And so you can actually like make yourself into a creeper, so you can put like creeper DNA and then just blow up. I'm not sure that's good.
Are you serious? Does it kill you?
I haven't tried yet. I'm assuming it does. So
Taliban.
But there's like 20 things you can do to like basically get all these different powers. Shoot fireballs. Fly, don't take falling damage. You can actually shear yourself. You get the sheep DNA.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so you can make wool from your very own body?
Yeah. That's or other
terrifying.
People. Like, you can get a villager and turn him into like a sheep villager and then like shear his ass. Like, so I'm going to be shearing some villagers. I've actually, Rich Dog came over and he's like super powerful. And I'm like, well, I need you to build, he's made this villager target system where the villagers go down these things like at a carnival and you shoot them and then you get prizes because they have hats, and I needed to put it in our like our midway, right? Yeah. In our park. And he's like, well, you don't have anything to like really barter with me. And I was like, well, services, like I will make you fly and stuff with like these genetics. And he's like, if you can make a villager child blow up like a creeper, then I'll make your midway. So that's my goal. Is to get a villager child
so
and put creeper DNA
child
in them.
Explode.
Yeah.
So you're going to become an evil scientist who blows up baby to make a carnival midway.
It's got to have a carnival midway. I mean, what are the options here? I'm not sure there's any other thing I can do. So I'm working on that. Wednesday morning, I had to get here like and early because GMT is a frightful way to do time in the world, because it's when you hear three like GMT, you're like, oh yeah, that's probably good. Now that's like 9 in the morning or something. That's way too early. But I was on a show called Block News. Doc M was on it. He was on the first one. But it was a lot of fun. It's basically a interview show, and they have a studio and stuff. So listen to the end of the show. We're playing a audio thing from the Block News guys, from a creeper dude who invited me on there. Oliver versus Creeper, that's his name, sorry. And let's see, new series Sunday, check the channel. It's going to be the Sunday Seed. It is a endorsed video, so sorry about that, but people got to do what you got to do, right?
How do you apologize?
Yeah. And then lastly, Picking a Box. I'm hoping to have it done next week. I've got about 40 seconds of animation left to do, and then some tightening up. But hopefully it will be up next week sometime.
I'm excited about that.
It's
sounds
my
cool.
Picking a Box.
Picking a Box. I'll play you some afterwards.
Sweet.
I'll just see the preview. Anyway, let's move on.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. No.
I didn't do it.
My wife,
I don't have to do it anymore.
My wife just joined the chat room and goes, oh my God, Good and Wes are Twinkies.
This was not planned.
I need a purple shirt.
What's funny, though, is Wes said that you accused him of doing it for drama, and that is my entire motive. So,
so it should have been his motive.
Yeah, should have.
So I don't know if y'all been looking at the news this week in Minecraft. I'm assuming not, but y'all lived it. Y'all lived the news.
We are. We are the news.
You are the news, but we can't put in stories about each of us. Well, we can, but I don't see any here.
That's what we should just start doing. Let's just circle jerk it.
Yeah.
Just
I got a new video.
Dude and Wes wear the same shirt on the Shaft podcast this week.
Oh, my God. Can you believe it?
Yeah, the no Shaft, guys. The news makers. Like, we don't even read it off. We just make the news each week. I guess first off is there was a patch, like usual, which introduced armor stands. Has anybody made one yet?
Earlier I was trying to update Minecraft to 32A, and it kept crashing on me, and I gave up because we had to record something else. And so, no, I haven't got to play it because I couldn't get the damn thing to work. That's my story. But it looks really cool, and I saw someone put a video out earlier where you can, like, the orientation of the armor stands can be, like, rotated, and so you can make it look like a little campfire, and then if you put, like, lava and, like, a boat under it, the lava will burn, and it looks like a little campfire.
So you just burn the armor stand.
Basically, yeah. But the armor stand itself won't burn, so it just looks like the different orientations of the armor stand in the ground look like a campfire logs that are stacked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doing this thing with my hand.
No, I get it. Explains. I get it. The hand like miming is awesome. You should maybe try to be a mime. It'd be a fun profession.
I'm gonna do a PAX this year. I'm just gonna go and stand out in front of PAX and just.
And mime things.
Mime things.
I don't even know how you do. Like, I'm in Minecraft. Like, cappuccino flavored chips. What the heck? Sorry, I'm reading stuff that has nothing to do with the show. So anyway, there was a patch, a lot of bug fixes. They're getting ready for 1.8, I assume, with all these bug fixes. What do y'all think? One, two more patches, or are we almost at 1.8?
I'm sorry. Was there an update?
I was talking to Dinnerbone about it yesterday, and he was asking me, because they've done a bunch of stuff for resource packs for things that we've requested and other people have requested, and he was saying that it's at the final moments, so if there's anything else resource pack related, that's to mention, to let him know. So it sounds like it's going to be pretty soon here. Well, I thought maybe they were going to hold out for Minecon, but I know better now.
Well, next time you talk to him, I think you need to put a bug in his ear about video tools for... content creators. That's one of the biggest things with the game, and there's never been really anything put in the game for content creators to take videos. And I think
spectator mode that's been recently added? I think that's, I mean, not to say that that's the end all, and I definitely agree that there should be more things, but it's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Well, if you have two computers.
You have an extra cameraman, right?
Yeah.
You still, like I can't even play one and record with the other. Like, you could set it up to sit there, but I could do that with any account, really. If I'm doing a still shot, yeah.
but you could go inside the head of the player. I don't know what the point of that would be, because you're already in the head of the player from your own first person.
Yeah, but even setting a path on a spectator mode, so you could get a camera path, and they really need to talk to film people, not even game people or people who are doing videos, but just look at what tools do you use to film a movie and figure out a way to put those tools in the game. Because, I mean, as big as the content creation is on YouTube for Minecraft, people could kick out some just crazy videos and movies even more so than they do now.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you've seen the mods. There's a mod that does that. You've seen, I'm assuming, that's just exactly that. You set up the paths and the timing and everything, and it just kind of flies through and does your video.
Yeah, and but I think it's great not in the game. If you use 1.4 or something, I think it's broken now for anything new. And that's the problem, if it's not built in the game, then it's eventually going to break.
Right.
And then if you're trying to stay cutting edge and film rabbits, I mean, holy crap. My camera path doesn't work. So, gotta go old school. But anyway, that's just my little bitch. Next, we got, I don't know if y'all read this article yet, but there is been suggested that on the Xbox One, you'll be able to save your maps to the cloud, to the Xbox. They have a cloud-based saving system with the bigger maps and stuff. Do you think that's going to happen? You think that's
fake? Already exists on the PlayStation, so why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Why wouldn't Xbox do that if PlayStation's doing it? It's ridiculous.
I mean, I know that, more people own a PlayStation than an Xbox. it's 3-1. Xbox, there's been 9 million. In the last quarter, PlayStation has outsold Xbox 3-1. There's currently 9.
You talking about and fours? Fours versus ones? Or are you talking about threes versus?
Yeah. No, I don't know the ratio on the Xbox. But this is Xbox One we're talking about here. So,
yeah. Yeah. And also, on the Xbox One, it's been leaked, but, GameStop is known for putting up information that I won't say is erroneous or leaked. It's just there. But they did put up that the Xbox One edition of Minecraft will be released on August 19th for $5 for people who already own the previous version. I think that's a realistic date. I mean, we're talking a couple weeks out, a week and a half.
I believe it. I don't really know. I mean, it's a separate development team, right? So
yeah.
And they've been pretty good about the just sticking to their dates. I believe it. Plus, we got the new Guardians of the Galaxy skins and stuff. So I think they want to get more people buying the game as possible.
Yeah, the skin packs. That's how you make money now on the Xbox, right?
Right, right.
I mean, I can't see storing something in the cloud as being a big, huge, gargantuan tech upgrade requiring weeks of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so we're going to take one file, we're going to store it in one place, and you'll be able to access it from your Xbox One.
Which we do with every other game.
Exactly.
Right, I was about to say, that already works with everything else, so why not?
Here's the API, here's the code, please put it into your game.
Yeah.
That's pretty much, probably reducing it to something that, like, the programmers, if they listen to the show, are like, these freaking morons, what are they talking about? They don't know how difficult it is, bastards! Anyway, as you might be able to tell, I'm sure y'all can tell, that it's pretty light news week this week, so I'm really finding anything here. I found an article that I don't even know if it's worth talking about, but looking up news, it was like, here's a Minecraft map in Call of Duty Ghost, and I was like, what the crap? What do you mean there's a Minecraft map in Ghost? Well, when I read the article, I think they either misspelled, either purposely or accidentally, minecart, and put Minecraft in there instead of minecart. So apparently you can ride, because it says like ride a Minecraft
around.
One of
the maps has a Minecraft where, as a player, you can hop onto and ride around its trail while gunning down opponents. Well, now that you put it that way, I would like a map that has a Minecraft in it.
That you ride around. I really want to ride my Minecraft.
So I don't know if it was like purposeful, like link bait, like, hey, we can really SEO the crap out of this article. Just, you know, play Ghost and you can use the new gun, the Minecraft.
The Minecraft gun.
You know, so.
Shooting creepers.
That's terrible.
You know, I've noticed a lot of games, like, this isn't technically what we're talking about, but I've noticed a lot of games have added these Easter eggs that are always Minecraft related, and that's kind of the same thing, too, right? Check out the Minecraft Easter egg in my game, so buy my game.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, I think that's a legitimate strategy.
Yeah, sure. No, I'm not against it.
Yeah, I mean, I loved the Minecraft stuff in Borderlands 2. Did you find that?
Yeah, for sure. Well, the thing is, since we were doing a Let's Play, that we weren't given an option to find it. It was every comment until we did.
Oh.
So, and does that have to be licensed to Minecraft? Like, do they have to ask Minecraft, hey, is it okay?
Legally, yes, but we know how Mojang works with things that are supposed to be legal and licensed in EULID, so who knows?
That's true. They're like, we'll just take a page from your playbook.
Right? Yeah, we're going to write a blog and tell you all about it, Mojang.
Well, like I said, it's pretty light news week, so let's move on.
I came in like a listener, contributing to the Chef Podcast, submitting lots of stuff to talk about. All you gotta do is listen to me.
Yeah.
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 That's Good's favorite bumper.
It's an awesome
bumper. I really do like that one, actually.
Yeah.
A lot.
I have a hard time, like, JVJ Blaze sent in a bumper, and I'm not really even sure what it was. I just like this bumper so much, I hate, like, removing it, but I was going to play his bumper anyway.
Do you want to do it in addition to the one we just listened to?
I was going to, and so now
JVJ Blaze is like, why they...
Welcome to a new era of the Chef Podcast. Two hosts down, three back up, and now, new listener contribution.
Well.
Oh, man.
Wow, that...
The beat drops here at the end for sure.
Yeah.
So sometimes they scare me because sometimes they'll be like, Wes is gone and Eric is gone and who's next? And I'm like, oh, we really kind of want to be positive on the show and not like, Talk about everybody leaving the show. Let's talk about Goon's here, Goon's here, Goon is here. Like, there you go.
So is Bitburner in the chat room, is that dubstep or trap that he dropped there?
It was actually some of Bitburner's music in the background.
Really?
Yes, I believe. That's what I saw in some letter somewhere. So if it is, then we have to say, you know, Bitburner, A, thank you, and B, go get it at thebitburner.com. Because it's Creative Commons, and even though it wasn't in the message from JBJ Blaze, I know that because I read up on that stuff.
That's awesome.
Isn't it, though?
You read.
I read, just like this one. Actually, I want to go ahead and mention, because we haven't mentioned this in the past week, you can actually get a free trial to Audible at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Yes! And you get not only a free book, but a free month to try out all the other services they have, which there's a lot of stuff like free newspapers and articles and really cool stuff.
So, I've heard they have over 100,000 selections to choose from.
I think it's like 2 million now. I don't don't take that number as fact, because I could probably get in trouble in some circles if that was taken as fact. But yeah, they've got a lot of books. Any book you really want is there. They've got a bunch of Minecraft stuff. So go check it out. It helps us out at the show. And when I say us, I mean me. So go to audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty and help me out. I need some new shoes. How's that? Does that work?
Yeah.
And
you can get shoes for that much money? Really?
That little money? I go to Walmart and I get the Vans lookalikes. They're called Cans.
They're like Vans, but they're not.
Yeah. They don't have patterns on them. They're just solid colors. Yeah. And I didn't mention it at the beginning of the show, but we've been moving our servers around. We used to use a thing called Lunar Pages, and they're a bunch of bitches, so don't use them.
Damn.
I'm going to say
like
that
the opposite
publicly.
Of a sponsor.
Yeah, this is the anti-sponsor, because those fuckers cannot even do email.
Wow.
Like email. Like, so I like had to change my MX records. People who know what that is, you know what that is. Well, checking in Google, like I should be getting the email and it's not. And I'm like, why am I not? And then so I use Google's tool and they're like, you have an MX record that just says deadworkers.com. And it's zero, which is the highest priority. So it beats all the other ones. Anyway, they need to be the same. Whatever. So I did an IP lookup to figure out who the hell and where the hell this was. It was still on their server. Like, for some reason, Lunar Pages was like, we're still going to put an MX record in for you, even though you took it out. This is interesting Minecraft stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, my
so
point
you're
is...
So you're disappointed at Lunar Record, then? Or Lunar whatever the hell you called them? Whoever we hate?
Yeah.
We hate again?
Lunar Pages. Don't fucking use them. So I've been moving, like, basically, as soon as I saw that, I killed their server. And I said, I don't want y'all anymore. I changed our DNS over to somewhere else. I might have should have waited, but let's just say any, like, deadworkers.com works now. You can go there, but things like submit.deadworkers.com, and that's where this comes around full circle,
yeah.
May or may not work until it propagates through the internet. Usually takes up to, like, 48 hours. So if you want to submit stuff to the show, just keep trying. Submit.deadworkers.com.
Yeah, spam Twitter. That's a good way to get their attention.
It'll be there.
Well, at the chat note, podcast. We should use Google's DNS. That's the DNS of the future. While we're talking all this nerd talk, everyone change your DNS to Google's DNS. 8.8.8.8, 8.8.4.4. There.
Wow.
Public service.
That's awesome.
Announcement.
Do you wish they just hurry up and take over the world?
Right. Would they just not already? I'm ready
terrible?
To submit.
Hurry because up. At the same time, like, their whole do no evil thing is really not working all that well.
Yeah. I don't care anymore. Just give me good internet.
Isn't that terrible? That we no longer care whether there is any morality in the world. We just want our internet.
Yeah, I think Hitler could walk in today and be like, "Free gigabit internet." Hail, what's the word?
Hail, Hail.
Maybe not. Maybe that's too
sounded
far.
Very southern. That's how you hail Hitler.
Hail. What the hail?
Oh God. This is your last week. It's off the air now. We're done.
I think we are after that comment. That was too far.
Girly gamers. The chat. Hey,
they just left like really fast.
Really?
So
talking about Elvic sorcery.
I guess we'll get Axe for Men. This is a listener contribution.
It is
from Axe for Men, who says, "I heard last week you were interested in playing adventure maps, but there were not any good ones out there anymore. Would you be interested in a mystery or action type map? And personally, if it's any good, yeah, I'd love something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you played the Payday maps?
No.
Have you played Payday the game?
No.
Okay, then.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
There's some really good Payday adventure maps that are based on the Payday game. Me and Jaysano played them a little while back, and they're really good.
Are they four-player?
Yeah. It scales to the number of players you have. So, yeah, you could definitely do it. We do it as many people as we want.
Oh, I'd love to get in on some of that. We should do some that are an adventure map, one of these mysteries.
Yeah. Yeah. No, if there's a good one. I haven't played a lot of them, so there's probably a ton I haven't played.
Lately, I think we have a question about later on about Pandora 2. I'm always worried about playing the second one and not the first.
Yeah. What if there's like deep storyline that you're missing out on? Because, you know, Mitch and Rastador for their deep storyline.
Well, anyways, only if Blank's making it, right? It's got deep something. Deep character building.
This next one's from my buddy Mao. Hey guys, Mao here. Please not be confused with the other Mao you may know. Oh. Is that someone that we
guy?
Know?
That guy's a jerk.
Yeah, that Mao is
an
a-hole.
Mao. Meow?
He's a douchebag.
And my cat. I just got to listen back to the show last week, and it was great. Goon's an awesome addition to the show, and hopefully I'll be able to watch the show live sometimes. Quick question. If you could remove one block from Minecraft, what would it be? Thanks, and keep it up, fellas.
Which class?
I've answered this question before.
Which class would you want to go and remove a block with?
So which block?
What
block? I'm
going to
remove the air block.
Work
that shit out.
Which one?
Air.
Air.
Air is not a block anymore.
Is it not?
It's
is it not
absence,
a block?
It's the absence of a block.
This boo.
Your block has been removed, sir.
Yeah,
you win.
It used to be.
Oh, I win. Success. You're welcome, everybody. I did it.
Wes, do you have a block that you're thinking about?
No. I like them all. I'm a very amicable block person.
Yeah?
I'm a big, like, I like the blocks. Maybe Soul Sand?
Yeah?
Nobody likes Soul Sand. Nobody.
You gotta glow the warts on it to make the potions.
Who has time for that? Ain't nobody got time for that!
Watch the last Ender Files. Little plug there. I'm going with Bedrock. I think it is the most unneeded block, and they need to just either make it go down forever or do something else. Like, maybe it's just, I don't know. Just Bedrock's stupid to me. It's like a programmer's fix, right? They're like, well, we don't want to do forever, right? Like, how cool would it be if the world was kind of in this weird random roundness or cubeness, so when you dug all the way through to the other side, you actually dug up. And you dug onto land.
It's China.
And you can make, a tunnel all the way through to land. Like, how awesome would that be?
I bet that would be a nightmare to program, though, for real. I don't even want to think about that.
Folding time.
They'd have
space.
To add, like, negative Y, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess they would have to change infinite worlds. Is what would happen, right? But kind of they've done borders.
Or maybe when they create the world, they just make it twice as thick and it goes the other direction as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Infinitely. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Like if
I guess the only problem is like when you go that way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
but right now,
work.
The way
yeah,
it works,
yeah.
It generates terrain. It generates the whole chunk. Like the way they'd have to change the way chunks are generated, basically, where.
Yeah. They need to rewrite the game and make this happen.
Right. Just redo it.
Mojang, on it.
I think it's
what
the.
What does Notch think about this, by the way?
Absolutely.
What? What?
Things have changed, Wes. Things have changed.
Man, I'm looking. He's not even under the table.
No, he's not. He won't be on episode 100, so we've removed him from the show.
Oh, you mean 200?
200.
Episode 100. Huh?
He was on 100. So if you want him on 200, you're going to have to wait till 199 and then listen to 100.
He'll be
again.
On 200. He'll just be. Absolutely.
That's all he says every question.
Absolutely.
Are you enjoying being here tonight?
Absolutely.
Well, maybe we'll have to do that.
Why don't you just get on someone that actually works on the game still?
That's good. You know Dinnerbone.
Yeah.
Yeah, make it happen.
Make it happen.
All right.
Episode 200.
Try.
Right. It'll be the weekend of Dead Workers Party, which your question's coming up about.
Oh.
But yeah. Let's move on to the next question here. I think we've all named our blogs.
Okay, this one is from Porkchop MC. He says, just wondering if you guys are accepting stuff from the fans to send it straight to your homes, sign it, and give it back to us. Sound crazy? Well, I really want my undies to be signed by Maz. Well, that just went weird. Anyway, love the show, and hopefully I would be able to be a DWP patron soon. Hooray! You have a P.O. box set up for the Shaft, right?
Sure.
For his dirty underwear?
Sure.
Well, I mean,
send
Maz,
your dirty underwear over to 205 Turnbrook Drive, Huntsville, Alabama, 35824. Feel free to put a P.O. box of any number in the front of that. It'll work.
As far as I know, that won't get to Maz, though, right?
No. So Maz doesn't live here. Maz is in Australia, which is 17 hours difference. 17 and a half. Like, what is that crazy shit?
It's madness. Madness.
Wes lives in town.
Yes. I will sign your underwear. I will wear sanitary gloves while I do it.
It's weird.
I will send it
That's
back weird. In a sealed Ziploc envelope.
Now, if you want us to forge everybody else's signature, you can send it to me, and we'll do that. But honestly, just that's a lot of like mailing around. If you want to send it here, you know, don't send your undies though. Be honest, like unless they're like the Shaft undies.
Well, you know, I've been on Reddit a lot lately, and I'll sell my undies for $150. That's very popular on Reddit.
Are they worn?
I don't think you have the necessary equipment to make that transaction, Wes.
I'll do it.
Pubes are free. And Wes is too far. So the answer is like, it's really kind of hard for us to all sign it. But if you send something and don't mind waiting like a year, then what we'll do is we'll take that, hopefully not underwear, and hopefully something we can fly with. And if we go to a con where all of us are at or some of us are going or something, we can hand it around and get it signed. But it will take a long time.
And I will be at PAX Prime.
If
you don't want to ship anything, we'll be signing. Like, we even have a panel, don't we, Good?
Yes, we have a panel.
6 p.m. on Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes.
I'm so jealous.
Sunday.
Yes, we're doing a panel at PAX Prime. We'll also be, we haven't scheduled it yet, but we'll be having an off-site kind of meetup thing, and we'll have some Minecraft shirts with us if you want to pick one up. And I can bring things back with me to Huntsville as long as it will fit in my suitcase.
Well, y'all should fly me up there so I can bring extra suitcases.
I am so afraid now that someone's going to mail underwear. Like, the fear, it's real.
Well, y'all just fly me up there with y'all, and I'll bring extra suitcases and handle the undies.
You'll be the
undertaker. The undertaker. Okay. Enough undie talks. Let's see. The next one here is Wes's.
Is it mine?
No.
I just did the last one.
I just read that. Cheers, Brent.
This is from Toa Tahu Ala Babakula. Sup, everybody? I'm just wondering, what are cool mod packs you guys suggest to me that won't crash my game? My weak PC can't take too much. That's mainly why. Thanks.
Oh, man. I don't even know how people run the game with a weak PC, to be honest. So adding mods sounds like out of the question. I got a mod for you, Optifine.
Yeah, but don't use it on Play Minecraft.
No.
Is that illegal over there?
Ban your ass faster than you can.
I don't think it should be banned anymore because it used to let you not see. It used to let you see in the dark, but it doesn't do it anymore. So I think it should be fine.
No.
Someone's saying FTP
no
Lite in
clients.
The chat.
Wolfer, no modded so. Clients.
No potted plants.
Yes. What? That's exactly what I said.
That's what I heard. No potted. Yeah, everyone take your potted plants out right now.
Yeah, put them in your undies and mail them to us, and we'll sign them. Potted plants and undies. That's a new thing. We should start a box every month we mail to people.
With potted plants and undies?
Yeah. It's like,
you should put the plants in the undies.
Plants and panties. Planties.
Planties.
We got a whole business model going here. Maybe we put some nuts in there as well. Planties or okay, it's going too far. It's going way too far.
All right. Does anyone else have any suggestions?
I'm kind of with you. It's like, and my issue is that like my son will ask me to put in mods, and I'm like, that computer's not running that mod. Yeah. Yeah. And so I just feel bad, so I'm going with don't run mods. Play a new game.
Yeah.
All right, this next one's from Madam Whoopi. You think it's like Whoopi Goldberg?
Whoopi!
It probably is. She listened to the show.
Yeah. I knew she did. Good morning and evening, fellas. Just wondering when would be the next Dead Workers Party party? Pepe. What's Pepe mean?
What up, Pepe?
Or will there be even one this year? Looking forward to see more from you guys at the future conventions, and I'm glad to see Brent and Aztec back at ArcadiaCon. Love the show, and I think everyone should make a remix of Afro's Laugh, too. Be fair.
Be fair. Yeah, what up, Pepe? yes, there's going to be a Dead Workers Party. I don't, you know, everybody's invited to it. It's just basically a small LAN party. We're talking like a handful of people.
Yeah, I think we had like about 20 people last year.
Yeah,
maybe
if that. So I mean, we're talking. This
including
is basically
that guy. And
yeah,
that guy.
It's basically a time for us to have fun and do like a little LAN party and stay up all weekend long drinking with our friends.
Yeah.
And we invite you along, unless there's like hundreds of people. Then we don't want to do that. It's not that.
Well, if we get hundreds of people here, we'll rent a room.
Yeah, yeah, we will. But
be happy to help you. We can make this happen.
Yeah, Columbus Day weekend. We'll pretty much do it every year until, you know. Well, we'll do it, and if no one shows up, it'll be like me on a computer playing with myself. Sounds sad. So
Monday, October. Columbus Day is October 13th.
So it'll be that weekend. Is it on Monday?
Yeah.
Columbus Day is the third. Is the Monday.
So we're talking, you know, the 11th and 12th.
Yeah.
You're welcome to come in on Friday. You're welcome to leave on Monday. But yeah. And like I said, it's not super planned. We don't like go, okay, at 10 o'clock we're doing a panel on how to podcast. It's just a LAN party, and we go, who wants to chip in for pizza?
Yeah. And then
there's no cost or anything like that, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely
free.
Just
welcome to show up.
Unless we have to
rent a space. Where do people sleep? Do they need to get hotel rooms and stuff, or they sleep on the floor there, or how does it work?
Yeah, you will have to get hotel rooms, and I usually put up a page at like a month before, so I'll do that like next month with local hotels that ones that are close by. They took down the one we normally suggest, I think, and ate it up. So we'll have some suggestions for hotels. There's definitely really cheap hotels in town. I wouldn't suggest them, but if you don't mind, you know, sneaking past the prostitutes into your room for $30, you can get a really cheap hotel.
Yeah, don't do that. Stay at a nice hotel.
But yeah, most of them around here are like, you know, $80-$90 a night. So yeah. That's your cost. The rest is just fun. Fun weekend. That's Dead Workers Party.
I usually bring a bunch of games, set them out here, probably do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, we did sweet. We did a lot of Artemis. We can do some multi-ship Artemis.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, come have fun. You're welcome to come, dude.
Yeah, I was looking at the calendar whenever you guys were giving the dates and stuff. I'll see what I can do.
Sweet.
Yay. Do you want me to do another one?
Yeah, go ahead and do this last one here.
Okay. What's up, Shafty folks?
What's up?
BCM here. That stands for Black Macadamia Cookies. Really? They make those? just wondering, what
Sounds
are your
racist.
Guys' opinions on YouTubers asking for, like, goals? For example, in a video you'll see, if I can reach 50,000 likes, I personally find it annoying in a kind of way. Thanks, and keep eating your cookies, both in-game and real life.
This what do you think a black macadamia cookie is?
Macadamia nuts, like, are usually... Macadamia cookies are usually white, but I can imagine a good, dark macadamia cookie. I would like that. A little white chocolate in there. Yummy, yummy.
I have no clue. I'm an oatmeal raisin kind of dude.
I know it wasn't the question. I was just trying to imagine.
Ooh, I skipped
cookies.
One, didn't I?
You did skip one. I wasn't going to say anything, though. Now it's all weird.
Well, that's okay. It'll be the last one anyway. We'll do that other one.
I'll do that one, too.
I think this is actually a good one, and I say that because, like, I normally, in videos, don't ask, or, like, most of the time I don't even say, like, hey, subscribe. But I don't have a problem with it. And the video I recorded today, I actually, for the first time, said, you know, like, hey, if we can get, like, 200 likes, you know, that'd be awesome. Because that's a lot of likes for me. Whereas, like, you know, Goose probably getting, like, 50,000 likes a video or something.
Dude, that would be awesome.
But, you know, like, I see people who do ask. Like, I think sometimes just saying it, people are like, oh, yeah, I'll like it. And then there are some people who get pissed, like this dude. But I think it's okay to say it every once in a while. Some people say it every video, and I think it may help. But I can't understand why it would get annoying as well, because it's like it's the selling part of like making videos. But I mean,
for whatever reason, people really hate if there's like money involved in this whole thing, because there's games or something. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, Nintendo should be making money to make games too or something. Yeah, I don't know. Right. For me, to answer this question, for me, my thing is I don't have a problem when people ask for likes. I have a problem when they say, I'll give you the next episode when this episode gets 10,000 likes. Then I don't like it. Because they're just gaming the system. Everyone knows that the way that things show up in the search algorithm is based on the number of likes, the number of comments, and that the video gets. So they know what they're doing, and they're doing it for personal gain, obviously. I mean, obviously everyone wants to be popular with what they're doing. I don't know. I don't care if you ask for likes, but I do care if you withhold content based on likes. That's when I care.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about, like, say, if – and that actually – I'm glad you said that, because, like, I had – thought about doing like an extra video or something, like a week or something, like, which means I would have to work longer than I normally do to do it, and say something like that. You think that's kind of the same thing? Even
I kind of do.
You can be honest. Yeah,
yeah.
That's why I love Goon, because he'll be honest to you. Like, even if he's like, dude, you're being a douche.
I mean, I wouldn't like not be your friend because you did that or something. But you know, I was just like,
oh god, Brent's stupid. And low.
I mean, if you're gonna make the time to do that anyways, you're gonna make money from that extra video from the ads anyways, and it's gonna help grow your channel. So. To withhold it.
Yeah. And ultimately, that's why I probably won't end up doing it, is just because I do want to get to where I'm doing. I say two videos a day, but I'm already doing two videos a day. It's just one's for Patreons only. Uh-huh. So I want to get to where I'm doing three a day and four a day. So, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm of the opinion that periodically making calls to your audience and saying, hey, look, can I get a response from you, is not offensive. Periodically, it's okay. Nobody has to respond, but I admit that when people do it repeatedly over and over again without making that call for attention entertaining, for instance, Mike Rugnetta, who does PBS Idea Channel, he tries to make his request for subs funny every time he does a video, you know? And that's one thing.
Yeah.
But if all you're doing is trying to game the system and begging for people to give you more than they would normally give for a standard video over and over and over again, I think it can get grating. I think you got to temper it a little bit.
Yeah. And I think that's why I don't do it like every video, is because I agree. I think like it gets, like, it even feels annoying.
Yeah.
Like this was the first time I've ever asked, like, you know, hey, let's try to get this many likes. And it felt kind of bad. Like, just even saying it, I was like, I might edit that out. But, you know, it's like I do feel that, like, there's a lot of people out there who don't even think about, like, liking a video. They may like it, right? Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. I'm going to leave it in this one and see what happens.
Yeah, I think it's all right to ask. I mean, like, we've done tests before just to kind of compare, because, like, most of us don't ask. And Beef tried it one time. And he's someone that gets a lot of likes already, and it was like quadruple the number just by saying, you know, if you guys, I know some of you may not remember, but if you leave a like, it helps a lot. That's like all he said.
Right.
And it was like 40,000 likes or something stupid. So, yeah.
So,
and it does help a lot. I mean, yes. And like on my Minecraft episodes, I have a little thing at the very, very end that says, leave a like if you've enjoyed this video. I don't actually say it out loud, but it's like in the text down there for like 5 seconds or something.
That's a good idea.
I only care whenever it's I'm going to withhold content unless I get X number of likes, because they're gaming the system.
Yeah,
it just fucks me.
So do you do in-slates?
Like,
next video, go check out these videos kind of stuff, or do you just...
Only on my Minecraft. On my Minecraft, I have a little... I do a thing called This Day.
Am I about to do some YouTube schooling on you guys?
What are you talking about, Willis?
You need to do in-slates, period.
In-slates. Okay.
Do you know why?
Well, no, I've seen the numbers from annotation information on that, and I know it works as far as sending people. I just don't see. Okay, which do you value more? Do you value the ad revenue or sending someone to another video. Because if you have a long outro, you're not going to get a post roll. I'm assuming the people that want to watch me are going to watch my stuff anyways, not without me sending around. But you're probably right. If you're someone new and you come to a video,
who watches
it's probably
post smart roll?
To always have
who
the,
watches
the
post roll?
Nobody. You're right.
Okay,
sure.
So now here's some information. Time for some YouTube school, people.
I need this. I stopped doing Insulate, so
here
I don't hear why I need to.
Here's the thing.
Again.
If you send people to other channels and they continue to watch videos, the minutes that they watch in those videos count on your minutes watched.
So you're saying do Insulates to other people's videos.
Or to your own. Because
it's only a percentage base, but it does count towards your engagement. You're right.
Yes.
You're right.
So let's say that you find, like, let's say you send somebody to a PewDiePie video, okay?
Yeah.
And they watch that, okay? You will get minutes for that PewDiePie video, and PewDiePie will get minutes for that PewDiePie video, okay?
So
it
I'll
doubles
say,
up.
Did you know you can watch the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy? Click here.
Yes.
And then they'll do it for like 3 hours.
No joke.
It's always within YouTube's site. This also works in the description, too. Yes. If you send someone to another video on you or another channel on YouTube, as long as you keep people on YouTube, that's all YouTube cares about.
Yeah,
and it does give you, you know, points towards your engagement.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you definitely want to.
I just think people click away on the end of a video a lot of times if it's like this intro and outro is the same.
What you don't want to do is have things that send people off of YouTube. Don't send people to your web page. Don't send people to your...
I've cut them out completely.
Okay.
I have it.
What happens is
like hopefully they'll see the next videos.
If they click on a single video, you'll get the engagement for that video.
Yeah. I guess and That's good to know because I didn't know that. But now it's like kind of weighing, okay, the time to do, and I know this sounds stupid, but the time to do like an Insulate and then go do the annotations for that Insulate, like every video, I think adds up. Like
it does.
I think in a week I can have another video in the same amount of time as doing all that.
I won't argue with that.
And
it
so
does
I don't
eat
know.
Some time.
I think it's
well,
yeah.
The best way, something I know a lot of people don't do is I have this program. There's tons of them. Like one example is called Keyboard Express, and you can map a hotkey to do things. Click here, do this, do this, do this. So you can map out your Insulate into this into the thing where you just hit Control 1 and it just does it all for you using a third party program. So that's what I do for like my Minecraft because it's technically nine different boxes throughout the whole 30 seconds or whatever. So you just hit one button and it just
and it does and all the done. Annotations.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Wow, that's cool. And
that's what you need.
Apparently, we're not talking about Minecraft. So I'm gonna move us on.
But we're talking about
fault.
YouTube, and there are people. There are a lot of people in our chat room that are sitting here like. This is stuff they don't know about YouTube.
I'm one of them.
Yeah,
like you know,
I learned this from one of the Game Grumps. He said, "Look, let's talk about this stuff. This is information inherited from JonTron." So
JonTron.
Anyway,
cool. I just saw him on a panel with Bebop and Stabby Cat. Just because I got to try to get his name into every show.
So I got to tell you this. I'm at PAX, right? I'm at PAX East.
Yeah.
And I walk by JonTron, but I don't recognize him. Like, I know him, and I figure he's been a guest on the show at some point in time.
No.
So I walk up to him. I'm no kidding. This egotistical. Hey, man, I know you from somewhere. Da 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 da. And I start trying to engage him, and he's looking at me like I'm a freaking idiot, right? And he's like, and I'm like, I'm Wes Wilson. I do the Shaft. He's like, and I'm like, okay, it's really good seeing you. Not sure.
Hey. Well, he's already a bastard if he doesn't know what the Shaft is, right?
So anyway, it was pretty funny.
He knows now. Thanks for I know that. I appreciate
but,
that.
But so anyway, yeah, it was funny because I was. Because then afterwards, I was talking with some of the other Game Grumps, and I was like, "Oh wait, that's how I know that guy."
Oh well. Anyway,
do you want me to do this other one? This other one that I was supposed to do?
No, we're gonna do it next week.
Okay.
But I appreciate it. That's like extra effort. And anyway,
I took my name off of
play
it.
Play this instead.
Excavation station.
I forgot to do my head thing.
That's good.
I did that for hundreds of episodes.
Oh my God, you're there. I was like, I thought you were sitting over there. And I saw him all behind my shoulder. I was like, holy crap. Eric's like doing something weird.
He spilled some drink on himself about 10
minutes
ago.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Ago.
You got to watch it this video. Great. Eric and I have been having some tete-a-tete back and forth over your shoulder.
All right, this first one here is from Wazez. And he says, I want poop blocks. Lol. Lol.
Lol.
Didn't somebody make poop blocks? Is it still in the Shaft mod?
Well, there is a Shaft mod somewhere with Segways.
I thought they were doing it again. I thought they were reworking on it.
I haven't heard anything about it. They may be, and they
do. I read your Twitter feed better than you do.
You might. Possibility. It's. I would love to see more Shaft mod.
There was talk of new Shaft mod stuff.
You know, when they added the clay blocks, everyone was calling them poop blocks, and BTC took total credit for that. He was like, I created poop blocks in Minecraft. I was like, no, I think Shaft got you to beat there, buddy.
Yeah, we got Notch to laugh at it, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. But, you know, speaking of the Shaft on the Yogscast server, I have a Shaft, and then I have all the current hosts standing around it, and at the bottom of the Shaft is Wes and Eric. I've got statues of y'all on the server. Isn't that cool? And so, hey, and good, you're on the Yogscast server, if that's okay.
Is it the wrong skin? Like some?
No, it's the right skin. It's the right skin.
Did you do something with the wrong skin for him?
Oh yeah, go to DeadWorkers.com.
It was like it's announcing here. Goon's gonna be here next week. Some random guy's skin.
Yeah, it's Goon's shirt, but he's got like some freaky face. It's hysterical.
That's horrible. Why would you do that, Deffy? What the hell is this crap?
Oh, God.
I don't understand. What is happening here?
I'm going to do a close-up on Wes here.
Oh, my God. Dear God. What's happening? Well, I don't know what I need to do now, and the camera's still on me. Anyway, it was nice. Take the camera off me, Brent.
let's move on to this next one here. An idea for Escalation Station from Payday. Padrig, something like that, popped up in my mind today. It was a glass bottle should require glass panes instead of glass blocks because glass panes are thinner than blocks, so it would make more sense if it would be panes. That's just a small idea that came to mind.
I think you should have to build a mold, and you should have to smelt the glass and then put it into buckets and then pour it into the mold, and I don't know where I'm going with this.
Sounds like you're getting difficult.
Yeah. I want this to be like a 12-step process to make glass bottles.
But it's taken me so long to get into making potions. Like, we're doing the Ender Files. We're going to go kill the Ender Dragon. We actually stepped into the end in the last episode, so we may be getting close. But it was the first time I ever made a potion. It's right there, isn't he? Doing that.
Dude,
the funny guy.
And it
seemed like it was because I thought it was like this daunting task to make potions because I'd never really looked into it. And then when I did, I was like, oh, this is crap simple, easy to do. So I don't know. Like, I wouldn't mind like some other process because at this point I have no clue what to do in Minecraft if we end up killing the end dragon, which I won't give away. But what do you do at that point?
Yeah. The end really needs some point, like for real. It has no point. Go kill a Glidia and then be done.
Have you played in the Ender mods? Like, where they make the Ender like a much more to do there, more mobs and items and things?
I haven't actually played it. I saw that there's like a bunch more mobs and stuff in there. I mean, yeah, that'd be great. Like a whole area full of, I mean, there should be like a story or something. The game should have
Oh, there's a story when you beat it.
Oh yeah, yeah, sure. I've seen the song, in fact.
Speaking of, you can buy it on iTunes now.
It's so deep. It's so deep.
It's deep. Escape.
Wait, you can buy it on iTunes now? Nope. I thought you were talking about Minecraft's End.
Yeah, it was.
You can't buy it on iTunes?
Yeah, you can.
It's a YouTube video.
So
anyway,
what's that?
So what? Confused.
So
why too? Why can't you could sell the same music from what?
No, he doesn't have the license to sell it on. Did you? Wait, he's making faces and he's just
he's drunk. Don't pay attention to drunk Eric. I'm trying to help the brother out if he doesn't want the help.
Buy Minecraft Sand on iTunes.
Yes, you can now. You can
okay.
Now
he holds up his thumb. So, before you were not doing this, you were doing this.
Well, see, the issue was there was one of the tracks used in the song was from one of these, you know, where he licensed the album. And it was only licensed for YouTube and not for like public sales. Well, he added it to a new one that licensed it to sell. So now we can officially sell the song.
Oh, okay. Fabulous.
So you're going to find it on Minecraft Sand, and I expect 10% now from that. Drunk Eric.
Thank you, Drunk
and
Eric.
That was contractually okay with the okay. He's not drunk. So take the whole drunk thing.
So the one from Dopey Dope I had assigned to me says, "Hello, Maz." So I'm putting save for Maz.
Okay.
I'm shipping down to my one that says West V. This is from Explosions. He says, he wants tameable chicken jockeys. No, really, Eric. I think it would be cool if you could actually find those little chicken jockeys and tame them like wolves and ocelots. You can give them weapons, so if anyone attacks you or you attack someone, they'll attack too, pretty much like a pet would do. This idea was approved by 3/5 mazes. Mazes?
Mazes?
Does he have an E? Is it not? Is it M-A-Z-E-S?
No. That's mazes. Mazes.
That's mazes. This is craziness. Maze. This is madness. So tameable chicken joust. So you want joust in Minecraft is what you want.
Oh, that would be awesome. See, I thought it was a dumb idea until you said the word joust.
I think Seth has already done this.
Really?
I think just check Seth's channel. I'm pretty sure he's going to joust something.
But that wasn't in vanilla. He used those stupid command blocks that nobody likes.
Well, okay, so whenever I see this is done in vanilla, but then they use command blocks, does that... To me, that doesn't really mean vanilla.
No, that is not vanilla because you cannot get command blocks in the vanilla game. Yeah. So to me, that you did it in creative is what you did.
Right. So I think the tameable chicken jockeys are the cutest fucking mob in Minecraft. Like when I walk around the Nether and run into one, I'm like, holy shit. Like,
why are you seeing chicken jockeys in the Nether? Did they get in there somehow?
The pigmen. The baby pigmen.
Oh, the baby pigmen. No, they're talking about chicken jockeys, the little baby zombies that ride chickens. Have you not seen one of those?
Yeah, no, but these are the pigmen zombies that ride chickens.
What? There's pigmen. Yes. Is that a mod?
No, because it was in the Ender Files. Watch the last episode. We got one in there.
So what?
Yes.
So there's baby pigmen jockeys, too?
Yes.
What?
It's the cutest thing. And you're like, I
haven't seen one of those. That would be amazing.
Yes. Unless the zombie spawned in the Nether.
So what does Notch think about this?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
I'm going to have to bring the iPad next time you're
I
here.
Know. This is bad.
Thanks a lot, Wes.
I know. I'm here to ruin it all.
All right, the next verse is from Ethan. He says, "Hello, Shafters. I think that if food is even added to the game again, it should be weak food like fruit, as I'm sick of the OP food. Getting added to the Attack of the Beat Team mod pack, there are fruit trees that don't fill your hunger bar very much, and they're useful until I start a farm. P.S. Next to the Brent, Maz is the... Oh, next to Brent. Next to... What? Next to the breast, Maz is the best. Not the shaft. Okay, that was really confusing. I was trying to read Brent out of breast.
That usually happens.
I agree that Maz is the best except for breasts. I agree. I will agree with that. I'm with you.
To the breast. So, food. Food.
I know what Mass would say about that. We don't need any more food. But
that's probably what he would say.
Yeah. No, the berries. I think he's talking about the berries. Just like these berry bushes in some of these mod packs. They're kind of cool, berries.
I agree. Yeah. Like little one-heart things, but then like eating too many of them should make you sick. Like, if you can have lots of berries, like if you can put berry bushes everywhere, you can only eat a few of them before you get sick, right?
Huh.
Or maybe you get diarrhea and there's no more poop blocks.
We've gone too far.
Too far.
Maybe there's poison berries mixed in.
Every once in a while, you know, in Unturned, there's these berry bushes everywhere, and some of them make you trip balls. That would be kind of fun, too. Just
like
saying.
You by accidentally do it or something? I don't know. Like, food like just seems like such a non-thing in the game besides they make it something.
Right.
Like, we're going to make you eat. Oh, God. Okay, so I'm going to eat this. Like, after a while, it's no problem. Like in-game Minecraft, food is no problem because you have so much food.
Yeah. You just have a stack of bread with you all the time.
So it's just a shit thing that you have to do. Like, so I don't know. Yeah. I want some auto food injector.
I know. Like, go to work and get money and pay your rent.
Exactly. It's a job. I don't want a job. Things. I want a game.
I know.
I want an auto food injector. Put that in there, Dinner Bone.
They need to have something in there for us foodies. I don't want bread. I want some freaking seared tuna. Can I have some seared tuna, please, Dinner Bone?
Well, there is seared salmon and stuff now.
Yeah, but salmon's no tuna. Come on, you know it.
You want some sushi.
I think they shed water while we're at it, too. You gotta keep your thirst up.
And then you got to pee.
And you got to make your own fertilizer.
You want the Sims in freaking Minecraft.
And when you're mining too long, you've got to actually stop and sit down and rest for five minutes.
Yeah, and then you have to go and like hang out in villages periodically, get your social meter up.
Yeah.
Whenever they started adding villagers, I thought it was going to be cool. And like witches and stuff, I thought there was going to be like this cool. And they kept talking about the adventure update. I thought there was going to be an adventure. I thought we were going to have an adventure. And every time I watch Stampy, he starts off with, "We're going to have an adventure today, kids." There ain't no adventure in this game. It's all the same crap everywhere. He's a liar. And there is no adventure.
Stampy is a liar. I hate that guy.
I don't have a problem with Stampy, but where's the adventure?
You don't have a problem with Stampy? Have you met him? He's so caustic, so evil.
He's a good guy. But, you know, I agree. There needs to be more. There needs to be more in this kid's game. Like, is that the wrong thing to say that it's a kid's game? Maybe some Jim Beam. No?
What?
Oh, sorry.
We need some alcohol in this kid's game.
You can ferment your berries.
But yeah, like, you know, we're going to kill the Ender Dragon, hopefully. And then after that, what are we going to do? The Wither Files? That'll be an episode. You know, one episode of us killing skeletons for hours and hours and hours until we get enough heads and bones to make a Wither, and then we'll kill it. Like, that's not another option.
Grunt. You know what the coolest thing they added recently was the fact you can get heads from the mobs through some convoluted ass way that is actually kind of difficult. That's not just a grind. It's like rare and difficult. It's kind of grindy, but it's at least I kind of feel like I'm on an adventure.
Kind of grindy. You've got to get a creeper struck by lightning and then pull it to another mob, the mob that you want the head from, before it blows up.
But that's not a grind, right? It's more of a, you have to go out and adventure in the thunderstorm and hope something gets struck by lightning.
It's a slot machine. I mean, it's pure randomness.
I like it, though. I like it more than the other bullshit that gets added half the time.
This is The Shaft, real talk on Minecraft.
We like it better than all the bullshit.
Okay.
I liked this too better when we couldn't cuss. I had to be less honest.
No, we want the honesty to flow out of you. Okay, so this next one here is from Tuts Patoots.
Patoots?
Tuts Patoots. And this will be the last one because we're running long here.
Oh, who cares? We're having fun.
Tuts Patoots says, fusion potions. What does this do, you may ask to yourself? Da-da-da-da. Well, if you drink a fusion potion, you can fuse with any mob you want. Once you kill the mob, you can choose if you want to fuse with it. By doing so, you will gain its powers and abilities. For example, if you fused with a spider, you can climb walls and all that good stuff. What do you think? I'm sure Judge Maz would love this. This is advanced genetics. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I was about to say, this sounded awesome when you told me about it earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Great idea.
Yeah. But the potion needs to be really hard to do. Like,
you have to stand in a lightning storm.
Yeah. Is it lightning?
You and the mob have to be struck by lightning at the same time.
Run out! It's raining! Get the potions!
You have to hold the potion on a kite, even.
Oh, God. Ben Franklin in Minecraft. Get the key! Did you get the key for the string? We want to get struck by lightning. I think I'm confusing Wes here.
I want to do this last one.
Do it.
Okay, this is from Fire Dagger 22. He says, "Hello, Shafties." When did Shafties become a thing? Is that really a thing?
We actually we're branded now. We have some T-shirts. We call them Shafties.
Shafties. They sound like panty liners. Anyway,
They are. We're gonna sign some.
I don't actually have a new idea. But I want to disprove another. No obsidian tools. Can you give me some reverb on that? No obsidian tools. That was really lame reverb. That's the worst. Anyway, no obsidian tools. I think I just broke some speakers on that. It's way too easy to obtain. If you could mix lava and water to make diamonds, isn't that overpowered? That's a really, really good point. If you do want new tools, maybe an Ender Shard in the end. Wouldn't that be awesome? Oh, I lied. I do have an idea then.
I will agree with this because I think why they bring this up is we actually talked about obsidian tools on another show. I think we suggested it. I might have suggested it. But they made a good point. Obsidian is way too easy to get. Like, so you can't really make tools out of it that are worthwhile or no one would use diamonds.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what if they could only mine dirt? I don't know.
They can only mine diamonds.
Yeah. Or something like, I don't know. There's something that could be done here. But I like the idea of the Ender Shard better, yeah, though, because it does send you to the end and stuff like that. Maybe you can only make like swords and stuff out of that too. Like it's a shard, so it like attaches to a stick. It's okay. Already too wide.
Here's my idea. You can make really tough tools and weapons from the, like, once the Ender Dragon dies, he falls down and he leaves a corpse, and you can mine it for stuff that doesn't decay. So you can have an Ender Dragon pickaxe that never goes away.
Right. I want to correct you, the Ender Dragon is a female, just to make sure we're very clear on that part. It's not a male. Drops an egg, you know.
But you get my drift.
Drop an egg.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, I agree with everything else you said.
So if you beat the game, you can get tools that will never decay.
Right. Yeah.
Like scales, like Ender scales. Like, shouldn't you get Ender scales off the Ender Dragon and to be used for armor or tools or something?
Sure, sure. And maybe that's the thing. But like also, like on multiplayer servers, whoever kills the Ender Dragon gets to mine those things and nobody else gets them.
I think the Ender Dragon's corpse.
That's the end of Minecraft.
No, there'll be war over the corpse. Can you imagine?
Yeah, we'll have to kill Nebris right away.
Exactly.
What if the corpse became a dungeon?
Oh.
So you were having to go into the Ender Dragon's body, and because of
it's like the end is like this weird dimension, anyways, right? So that would totally make sense.
Yes.
I'm loving this idea.
Like
instead of it dropping a portal takes you back to the overworld, what if it takes you to a dungeon you have to fight through to get back to the overworld?
Yes.
The end is just the beginning.
Oh, God, this is a great game we're making. I want to play this. I'm so excited.
It's the shaft or something. I don't know. So, we've been talking for a good bit, like an hour and 20 minutes.
I know. It's been terrible, too. Nobody's had any fun. Anybody in the chat room, have you had any fun?
There's no fun.
No fun.
So, the last thing we got to do is we're going to play the outro, but then we're going to play some call-ins. Oh, my God. I haven't heard that noise in a while. Who's there?
Housekeeping!
What the hell is going on?
Housekeeping!
Come in.
Need for pillow.
What? You got arrested for selling crack and were in jail. What are you doing back at our door?
I paid off the judge.
Oh. With crack? That's a weird Minecraft thing.
Well, I have cake.
We're not paying extra for this. I'm just saying that up front.
I don't have anything to say. The dog says nothing. Aztec has nothing for this episode. Nothing but love.
Well, but it's good to hear your voice again. It's been so long.
It's been so nice to be here. I have liked to bring you chocolate for your pillow and mint.
I love your mustache.
Why, thank you. I wax it. It is my mustache. We've gone too far. Push the button. Right?
Well, how about you give me three words?
Mint for below?
Congratulations, you made it through the shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hello, shafters. Oliver versus Creeper here, and I'd just like to say, everybody working at the shaft, you do an amazing job every week, make a great podcast that I listen to all the time. And also, if you've heard about Block News, you should definitely go subscribe to youtube.com/BlockNewsMinecraft, and hopefully there should be a link in the show notes, because we've had Brett Copeland on the show and he was a wonderful, wonderful guest. But yeah, thanks for making the show. Keep doing what you're doing. It's absolutely great.
Hey, Hi,
this is HG Music TV. My name is T. I'd like to give a comment for the Extravation Station. I was thinking that you can possibly put in-game skin customization, so it'll be from you, and you won't have to make your own skin. I mean, you will have to make your own skin, obviously, but you won't be, like, you know, won't be getting something that everybody else has. Thanks for listening. Thanks. I love the show. Bye.
Hello, Shaftonites. This is JVJ Blaze here. I have an idea for Excavation Station, and it is corn that you can detassel. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And maybe train things that are coal powered or something like that. Anyhow, keep up the great work. Thanks for adding me as editor on the Dead Worker side, and bye-bye.
Hey guys, just wanted to call in to say that I love the show. I've been listening for a few months now, and it's definitely something I try to listen to every week, and you is my favorite host, and just thank you for making such a great show. I'm a Pocket Edition player, but I love the PC show that you guys do. So yeah, have a good day, and I'll call in a few months, I guess.
Hey, Dead Workers, this is Tunnel Ty. My idea for Excavation Station is I want to see, like, multi-block things. Like, maybe you could make a multi-block crane and it can actually raise and lower stuff, ropes that you can climb up and down. You know, just add it to a platform of wood and it just suddenly draws it all up. Just, you know, things like that, multi-block stuff. Thanks. Bye.
Hey guys, spent the last week on the tractor catching up on the shaft. Love the show. Still a little behind. Hope you guys make it to PAX East in Boston. And yeah, see you guys later.